It's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And most of our listeners already know what this segment is about. But if you're new to the show, let me explain it to you. It's a segment where we have some of the biggest names from pop culture and movies stop by. We drive around in a car and we sing songs together and then we film it.
No, I think that's...
And the clips always go viral on the internet. It's
Are you talking about a lot of fun. James Corden's Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Wait a second. I think that's actually what I'm explaining. That's James Corden's Carpool Karaoke.
Okay, this is going to be a lot more disappointing now that we've set him up for that.
Honestly, yeah. I'm also a new listener to the show.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what happens.
I think it's questionable
or what the segment is all about. But I have on my notes here that I'm supposed to toss to young Jeffrey for something. So
you've been on this show.
Jeff, I'm tossing it over to you. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Okay. Good work, Jubal.
Thanks.
Well, I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. Let's get right to it with your first headline. The war between baby boomers and millennials just got real. Care or don't care?
I care.
I care about it.
Okay, boomer is my favorite thing
so
right now.
Great.
You've all probably heard that about that new catchphrase, okay, boomer. Basically, younger people will drop that phrase whenever someone from the baby boomer generation does something they consider to be condescending or out of touch or destructive to the future of the planet.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it turns out, boomers aren't happy about being condescended towards them.
Weird.
And they're fighting back. Okay. Now, a lot of companies are sending out messages warning employees you could be fired for dropping OK Boomer at work.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Who are the snowflakes now?
Yeah, okay. Right? That's what makes you want to say it even more.
Well, they're citing the Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967.
Oh, wow. Now they want to do discrimination, huh?
Well, that bans people from creating a hostile work environment over someone's age, and apparently OK Boomer qualifies as hostile age discrimination.
Oh, wow. My God.
So you know, because you know it was a baby boomer that came up with that rule.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Reports are several millennials around the country have already been suspended or even let go for using the catchphrase on the job. And by the way, that rule does not apply both ways. It only applies to discriminating against people over 40.
Yeah.
So your older coworkers are legally allowed to make disparaging jokes about millennials with zero repercussions to them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Stupid millennials.
They're also really fine with gender discrimination, race discrimination. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's age discrimination.
Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, I'm offended, so now it's important. Okay,
well, okay, let's see if you guys care about this. Well, see, this is why you should never offer to pay for your friend's meal. Care or don't care?
I care because I offer often.
I care because I do it way too much. And I'm like, I shouldn't have paid for that guy.
There's a 26-year-old woman in North Carolina named Julia Deweese. And last week, she drove her friend to a Wendy's so they could get something to eat. They went through the drive-thru, and Julia kindly offered to pay for her friend's meal.
Nice.
But she became upset when the friend unexpectedly ordered, quote, a buttload of food.
Well, everyone has that one friend.
Yeah.
Afterwards, Julia pulled into a parking space and there was a disagreement between the two women. At some point, Julia pulled out a pocket knife and ordered her friend to get out of the car.
Whoa.
As the friend exited the vehicle, police said she dropped $5, which Julia picked up. So the friend demanded the money back. At that point, Julia threatened to kill her friend.
Okay.
Then they got out of the car, and she chased her around the parking lot while pointing the knife and screaming at her.
What?
Sounds like a healthy friendship.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All for a junior bacon cheddar? Yeah.
All over $5.
Eventually, the friend was able to run to a nearby gas station and call for help, and she was not injured. Meanwhile, Julia was arrested and booked on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Plus, she never got to eat her Baconator, so really rough day for Julia.
Nice. Double loss.
And that's why you never offer to pay for a friend's meal.
Never again.
I don't know that's the lesson, but okay.
Let's see, go to your next headline. The food apocalypse is coming, and you better be prepared.
What?
Care or don't care?
I care?
I don't really care.
You
about
guys
that
have to
one.
Care.
Oh my God, I do care.
It's the food apocalypse, bro.
The only reason I don't care is I really want to upset Jose for some reason right now.
No!
So I'm going to say don't care.
No,
yes.
You guys.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. You're, okay.
Oh my God.
Don't care about
Google
food.
It.
All right, let's move on.
No!
That was really satisfying for me.
No, I'm tortured.
Okay, let's try this one. It's the one smell that will have police knocking at your door. Care or don't care?
Ooh.
Care.
I don't care about that.
Well, a Russian perfume brand named Nimere recently came out with a brand new fragrance for women. However, almost immediately, the company received a giant backlash on social media and they were forced to remove the product because the name of their new women's perfume was called Sexual Harassment.
What? Huh.
I like the name.
Not funny.
Oh, my
God. That's hilarious.
The head of the company, Nikolai Ehrman, apologized on Instagram, admitting he didn't really think the name through properly.
Oh, my God.
How many people did that make it through before? Yeah. I think that's a great name.
Yeah, sexual harassment for women.
It's got a nice ring. It's very, very catchy.
Yeah. This is why it's important to have women also at the table when you're discussing these things, guys.
The head of the company said the intention was that women who wore the perfume would smell so nice and sexy that any man wouldn't be able to resist their attraction to them.
Oh, man. Right.
You will smell so good,
you'll get sexually harassed nonstop.
Yeah. You're wearing it, so you're asking.
And it's what women want. Mm. I mean, they said no, but her eyes said yes.
Right.
Nikolai explained, quote, "My mistake was that at the moment, I didn't think about the real victims of harassment. I was only thinking about my own creative freedom and my personal ego, so I made a mistake." And the fragrance is set to be repackaged under a less creepy name.
I just want to see the commercial. Unwanted touching.
Yeah.
Catcalling. Well, finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Don't care.
What do you call a big pile of cats?
What?
A mountain.
Oh, God.
Amazing. Don't dog on my cat jokes, Jose.
Yeah, that was
another joke.
It was a tag on top of the really bad cat joke.
Please, the puns don't stop.
Text in 78592. Was there something that we should have cared about that we didn't? Your phone tap is coming up next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.